thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Fortunate are we to be co-inhabitants with the amazing animals that grace and color our planet.
In countless ways, they add beauty and joy to our lives.
Their nobility through unconditional love, loyalty, and heroic life-saving actions is a constant source of wonder and inspiration.
What would our world be like without our fun and intelligent animal friends?
We simply cannot imagine it.
Thanks be to the Providence for all the cherished animals.
May we always honor their God-given precious lives as we honor a part of ourselves.
Welcome, wonderful viewers, to Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. Join us 24 hours a day and 7 days a week on 14 satellite platforms that reach hundreds of millions of households around the world. In Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Aster 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV channel 835. Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2, Africa, Intelsat 10KU band and Intelsat 10C band, the Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6, Asia, Intelsat 10C band, ABS, AsiaSat 5 and AsiaSat 3S, North America, Galaxy 19, Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 805.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 63 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs. In Colombia and Bogota, channel 16 on Parabolica Bella Vista, and channel 44 on Villa Vision de Villa Mayor. In Ciudad de la Ciudad Tunnel, channel 31 on Aso Parabolica Tunnel Cable Company. In Bayoca Real, El Encanto, El Luján, Consolación, Palo Blanco, Europa, La Reliquia, San Joaquin and Santa Elenita, channel 43 on Tele Boyaca Real Cable Company. In Candelaria La Nueva, San Francisco and Aborizadora, channel 46 on TV Candelaria Cable Company. In Localidad 89, Chapinero, Kilometro 5.5, La Celera, channel 51 on Cima TV Cable Company. In Engativa 21 Barrios, channel 62 on Telemorisco Cable Company. In Barrio Nororiental de Bogota, Zona 1, Channel 41 on Tele Lunidos and Channel 55 on Litemar. In Zona 10, Channel 52 on Tele 10. In Nuevo Kennedy 1, 2 and 3, Paraíso Casablanca 32 and 33, Urbanización 25, 26 and 27, Channel 43 on Pacanuc. In Zona 10, Engativa 10 Barrios, Channel 29 on Tele Reliquia, and in Ciudad Bolivar, Channel 73 on TV Uva La Estancia. In Paraguay in Miami, Channel 24 on Video Cable. In Encarnacion, Channel 03 on Itaqua Cablevisión. In Santa Rosa de la Guerrera, Channel 21 on Cablevisión. In Chore, Channel 27 on Chore Video Cable. In Santaní, Channel 30 on Tipiracua Cable Company. And in Orqueta, Channel 32 on Demoa S.A. In Asunción, Channel 70 on TIT Cable TV. In Mingaguazu, Channel 44 on TV Cable Mingaguazu. In Hernandarias, Channel 41 on TV Cable Hernandarias. In Ciudad del Este, Channel 66 on TV Cable Paraná. In Cameroon, Channel 26 in Bemenda on Cameroon Cable Network Plus. Channel 40 in Limbe and Environs on SiatSat. Channel 56 in Douala on Vision Cable TV. Channel 57 in Voe on Medium Network Service or MNS. In Kumba, Channel 23 on Cameroon Siat Kumba. in Mongolia in Khod Province, Channel 21 on Khan Altea Cable TV, in Edirne City, Channel 26 on Ta Tengel Cable TV, and Channel 50 on Himera Cable TV, in Sugbatur Siling Province, Channel 30 on Mini Mongols, in Dahan Uls Province, Channel 8 on Dahan Broadcasting System, Channel 14 on Tha Cable Company, in the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Supervisions Channel 47 and Orange Cable Company's Channel 65, Channel 12 on MNVC Television, Mongolia Digital Broadcasting, in Bayanzug and Khan Ul District, Channel 25 on Himar Cable TV, in Hotel on Channel 21 through the cable provider Gun Narin, in Andahan City in Khanty Province, Channel 23 on Sunband Company, in Sanchen City in Gunhab Province, Channel 25 on Sun Power Company, and in Mandahop City, Channel 12 on Kahol Cable TV, in Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia, in the Netherlands, Channel 30 on Raycam Cable Network, in Poland, Channel 68 on Neostrata TV Television, in Formosa or Taiwan on Green Island, Channel 61 on Huan Yu Cable, Channel 85 on Multimedia On Demand of Chunghwa Telecom, in Taipei City, Channel 112 on Netwave Cable TV, in Taipei County, Channel 95 on Mangrove Cable TV, and Channel 95 on Yongja Lo Cable TV, and Global View Cable TV, in Gaoshen County, Channel 95 on Phoenix Cable TV, in Yilan County, Channel 95 on Union Cable TV, in Hualien County, Channel 106 on Dongya Cable TV, and Hualien Cable TV, in Panghu County, Channel 03 on Panghu Cable TV, in Jinmen County, Channel 102 on Mingchen Cable TV, in Taitung County, Channel 106 on Tongtai Cable TV, in Tai County, Channel 97 on Kaohsiung Cable TV, and in Puozi City, Channel 90 on Dayang Cable TV, in Xiayi City, Channel 97 on CYCCATV Cable Company, in Yulin County, Channel 108 in Doliu Township on Xialian Cable TV, and Channel 108 on Yongcheng Township on Peikang Cable TV.
Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at www.suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast, as well as live mobile TV streaming on Windows smartphones and iPhones. We have subtitles for all shows. Currently, up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, in health news, clay water filters save lives in Haiti. In community news, a British hero rescues a motorist from a submerged car in Australia. All this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, May 5th, distinguished Argentine statesman Dr. Carlos Saavedra Lamas is remembered. Born in Buenos Aires in 1878, he passed away on this day in 1959. Argentina's Minister of Foreign Affairs from 1932 to 1938, Dr. Saavedra Lamas was a much respected international diplomat. For his efforts in establishing peace in Bolivia and Paraguay, he was the recipient of the Nobel Peace Prize in 1936 and became President of the League of Nations in the same year. In addition, as a scholar of labour legislation, Dr. Saavedra Lamas assisted in protecting the rights of workers in his homeland. He received many accolades, including the Grand Cross of the Legion of Honour of France, and similarly prestigious awards from 10 other countries. May Dr. Carlos Saavedra Lamas's enduring legacy of dedication to harmony in our ecosphere continue to be profoundly appreciated by many.
Traffic paralysed by rains in Saudi Arabia. On Monday, May the 3rd, the Saudi capital of Riyadh was hit by thunderstorms, packed with heavy winds, rains and hail, resulting floods inundated underpasses, bringing traffic to a standstill and stranding people in their cars and homes. As a precaution, Saudi officials were put on alert with schools and universities closed on Tuesday.
Meanwhile, 90 teams were dispatched by the nation's Civil Defense Department to rescue the stranded, with aircraft deployed to identify people still in need of assistance and another 200 crews from the mayoralty who worked to pump water from flooded areas. A meeting was also held by Riyadh's Emergency Committee to assess situation and supervise any further rescue operations. Saudi officials, Civil Defense Department, Riyadh Emergency Committee, and all relief personnel, we are thankful and touched by your swift and efficient assistance to the storm affected. Wishing everyone a smooth resuming of their fulfilling day-to-day lives and that such weather extremities are eased by our greater benevolence toward the environment.
Chile jolted by quakes. On Sunday, May the 2nd, a 5.9 magnitude tremor rattled central Chile, 140 kilometers southwest of the capital Santiago. As residents felt the tremors, emergency phone lines were swamped with concerned calls. The following day, another tremor struck, this one 6.4 in magnitude. Fortunately, officials at the State Emergency Office, or NAMI, said there were no reports of any damage or injury, and the country's navy reported no tsunami warning for either quake. Our gratefulness for the safety of the quake-shaken residents, and we pray that such disruptive occurrences are soon a thing of the past as we join in more caring stewardship for our treasured planetary abode.
Supreme Master Ching Hai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you, all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you, all the relief workers, for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
India helps build schools in Afghanistan. The government of India has announced it will donate funds to build 13 new schools in the eastern Afghan province of Kunar. The schools are designed with 12 to 14 classrooms each and will be built over the next 9 months. In the past decade, India has donated over $1 billion toward Afghanistan's infrastructure development for such projects as constructing roads, schools and hospitals. Our sincere appreciation and heaven bless India for your continued support and commitment to improving the quality of life for the Afghan people. May the children of Afghanistan be graced with the joy of learning as both your nations continue to grow in brotherly friendship and love.
Swedish journalists call for halt to live feather plucking. A recently released undercover report by Sweden's nationally broadcast television network TV4 revealed that geese are being plucked for their down feathers as many as 4 times during their lives, a procedure described by American bird expert and veterinarian Dr. Laurie Sipperstein-Cook as horribly, horribly painful.
Airing on the TV4 current affairs program Cold Facts, the report by investigative reporter Per Hemmanrud called Down at Any Cost revealed our facilities in a number of different countries would forcefully strip the birds of their feathers and down prior to their ultimate slaughter for meat, with the report saying that consumers worldwide are often unaware of this cruel practice because labeling for methods of gathering down is not required. Dr. Sipperstein-Cook cautioned, if you choose to buy a down product and you don't know where that down came from, you may be supporting torture.
Journalist Per Hemmanrud, Dr. Sipperstein-Cook, personnel at TV4 and all others involved, we appreciate your observations and the new understanding they bring. May such information motivate humanity to more swiftly create a kinder future of harmony and safety for the noble geese and all cherished animal co-inhabitants.
It will pave the road basically to better athletic gains. And like I say, a lot of top level athletes are experiencing this and realizing that more plant-based whole foods are going to boost athletic performance.
Top international athletes choose a plant-based diet. A trend is gaining momentum in the sports community as more and more professional athletes are turning to vegan whole foods to optimize their performance. Austrian sports scientist and endurance athlete Dr. Katharina Wiernitzer has just released Bike Extreme, which describes the vegan nutrition that contributed to her twice successful completion of the 600-kilometer Transalp Challenge, a mountain bike race considered among the most challenging athletic events in the world. Dr. Wernitzer combined research and her own personal training experience to conclude in her book, for instance, that an ideal intake of veg protein, even for high-performance athletes, is far less than the amount suggested by some government guidelines. Canadian Brendan Brassier, a professional Ironman triathlete and two-time Canadian ultramarathon champion, similarly affirms the superiority of exclusively vegan fare. His award-winning vegan sports recipes and best-selling books, including the recently published Thrive Fitness, Mental and Physical Strength for Life, have earned him international acclaim in the field.
A lot of top-level athletes are realizing that more plant-based whole foods are going to boost athletic performance. They're noticing better recovery times from eating more plant-based, which means they can schedule workouts closer together, which means they can train more, which means they improve faster.
As an original pioneer in vegan athletic training, Mr. Brassier affirms that he is being joined by more and more athletes who realize the advantages of the plant-based diet.
Vegan athletes are becoming less and less unique, and within 10 to 15 years, I think that will basically be the standard. I don't think athletes will eat animal products anymore, not ones who want to be competitive.
Our appreciation and admiration, Dr. Wernitzer and Mr. Brassier, for exemplary work in illuminating the contributions of plant-based fare to top athletic performance, whether for fitness or optimal health, may all develop our best potential by being veg.
Some of the benefits of a vegetarian diet: lowers blood pressure, lowers cholesterol levels, reduces type 2 diabetes, prevents stroke conditions, reverses atherosclerosis, reduces heart disease risk 50%, reduces heart surgery risk 80%, prevents many forms of cancer, stronger immune system, increases life expectancy up to 15 years, higher IQ, saves 70% of a total cost of $40 trillion for reducing global warming, uses 4.5 times less land to grow food, conserves up to 70% clean water, saves 80% of the cleared Amazonian rainforest from animal grazing. A solution for world hunger. Free up 3.4 billion hectares of land. Free up 760 million tons of grain every year, half the world's grain supply. Consumes one-third fossil fuels of those used for meat production. Reduces pollution from untreated animal waste. Maintains cleaner air. Saves 4.5 tons of emissions per U.S. household per year. Stop 80% of global warming. Plus more. Save your life. Be veg. Go green.
For more urgent information, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/be-veg.
Heroic New Yorkers avert tragedy. On the evening of Saturday, May 1st, New York City, USA street vendors Lance Orton and Dwayne Jackson noticed an unattended vehicle nearby with the keys left in the ignition. Mr. Orton alerted Officer Wayne Radigan, a horse-mounted policeman who assessed the situation and along with his colleagues swiftly evacuated the area for public safety. Soon after, a New York Police Department special team, with the help of a remote control robot, dismantled an explosive device in the vehicle. With a phone call received later from U.S. President Barack Obama, who expressed his gratitude for the actions that had saved the day, New York City Mayor Michael Bloomberg also commended Officer Radigan's quick appraisal and response. The modest policeman stated that he was just doing his job, while giving credit to his equine partner, Miggs. We salute Misters Orton and Jackson, as well as Officer Radigan, Miggs, and the New York City Police Department for your alertness and life-saving actions. Such collective courage and cooperation indeed inspires us all. For his immediate and professional response that protected many lives, Supreme Master Qinghai is honoring Officer Wayne Rattigan with the Shining World Hero Award.
Beloved actress Lynn Redgrave remembered. The 67-year-old British-born actress passed away on Sunday at her home, surrounded by loved ones. Coming from a family of actors, Miss Redgrave herself appeared in numerous films and theatre plays throughout both England and the United States. Renowned for her role in the widely acclaimed Georgie Girl, she was recognized with a New York Film Critics Award as well as a Golden Globe, and was also appointed an Officer of the Order of the British Empire. Upon her passing, her family stated the endless memories she created as a mother, grandmother, writer, actor, and friend will sustain us for the rest of our lives. We send our sincere condolences to the family and friends of Miss Lynn Redgrave, whose notable legacy lives on in the hearts of many. May her soul rest serenely in heaven's everlasting comfort and love.
Save our planet. Scientists question Antarctic ice sheet stability. Containing some 90% of the world's glacial water reserves, Antarctica has long been thought to be resistant to the melting that has characterized the ice cap at its opposite Arctic pole. However, troubling new evidence indicates that these vast ice sheets could become unstable within this century, and that they have in fact already seen periods of rapid decline.
Data from a collaborative geological research program known as ANDRIL, involving scientists from Germany, Italy, New Zealand, and the United States, is now indicating that a sea level rise of at least 61 meters could occur if ice sheets in Antarctica and in Greenland were to melt completely. Examining 20 million years of data from a 1,100-meter-long ice core sample, Chief U.S. Scientist Dr. David Harwood observed that the ice sheets appeared to dynamically increase and receded over time, while U.S. geologist Dr. Robert DeConto went on to note the grave implications of current ice instability, saying, "Our models may be dramatically underestimating how much worse it's going to get. We are seeing ice retreat faster and more dramatically than any model predicts."
Drs. Harwood, DeConto, and ANDRIL International colleagues, we appreciate your detailed work in bringing this factual evidence to light. Let us act sustainably now to preserve the Antarctic and all life in our global ecosphere.
Speaking at a November 2009 video conference in Washington, D.C., USA, Supreme Master Qinghai again highlighted the real urgency of global warming while also reminding of humanity's capacity to halt it.
The West Antarctic ice shelf is also melting, with 3.3 meter sea level rises forecast. That would threaten cities like your country, New York, Washington, D.C., and San Francisco. And if all of Antarctica and Greenland were to melt, I mean the ice, then the sea levels could rise to as much as 70 meters, which would be deadly or disastrous to most lives on Earth. I pray day and night that the divine manifest in the physical realm and wake up the leaders of our nations, wake up the religious head, wake up everybody in time, so that they understand the urgency of our situation and that they understand the solution of solving this dangerous crisis facing us. That is, we have to turn back to our caring and compassionate nature inside our heart. Being vegan worldwide is the advancement of compassion that will uplift and unify all cultures, bringing tranquility to humans and animals alike. The inner peace that comes from replacing killing with respect for all life will spread like a wave across the globe, elevate human heart, and create a harmonious Eden on Earth. That will bring us all to a lasting golden era.
save our planet. Groups such as the U.S. Green Building Council state that homes of the future are being constructed with an increasing number of eco considerations such as smaller size, energy meters to monitor power use, programmable thermostats, solar panels, and even pre-wiring for electric vehicle recharging.
Save Our Planet, a study by the Netherlands Wageningen University, found that forest certification programs, which require that certain management standards be met, are helpful in ensuring that the certified areas are optimally maintained economically, socially, and ecologically.
Save Our Planet, the World Wildlife Fund, or WWF Malaysia, working together with several other groups to protect the critically endangered Sumatran rhino, recently photographed a female that is believed to be one of perhaps 30 remaining in the world.
Save Our Planet. Dutch researchers find that the subterranean area where the plant makes contact with the soil contains diverse organisms that coexist with the plant's roots, which can be significantly affected by global warming changes such as higher temperatures and CO2 levels.
Hi, I'm Oda the Wombat, and this is my sweet daughter, Tambi.
Hello there! Dad and I both love our plant-based diet.
We have a tip to share on how to reinsert a drawstring that may have gotten pulled out of your waistband or sweatshirt hood.
The only thing you need is a safety pin that fits into the opening of the drawstring.
Just attach the pin to the end of the drawstring and guide it through the casing or waistband as you gather the fabric.
When the drawstring is all the way through, remove the safety pin. And there you have it!
Thank you for tuning in, and thanks for being veg, going green, and saving the planet.
Now the weather around the world.
In humanitarian news, clay water filters save lives in Haiti. The portable ceramic pots are being made available by two non-profits, the USA-based Potters for Peace and the international organisation Filter Pure. They are being used in hospitals and temporary tent villages around the Caribbean island nation. Water is poured into a filtration pot and is purified for drinking as it drips through the clay. Affordable to produce, Filter Pure states that for $30 a family can be supplied with clean water for 5 years. The devices have been distributed in countries including Sudan, Honduras and Afghanistan. Our heartfelt gratitude, Potters for Peace and Filter Pure, for your vital efforts. May all global citizens be blessed with pure water, pristine air and nutritious plant-based food in a flourishing and sustainable world. Up next on Noteworthy News, a British citizen saves an Australian woman from flood waters. Let's take a few moments to appreciate a melodious symphony. Be back soon. More excellent news when we return here on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, laudable news for a praiseworthy world. In community news, a British hero rescues an Australian woman from a submerged vehicle. Mr. Andrew Silvers, age 26, of Surrey, England, was able to retrieve Miss Bo Pike from her car, which had become immersed in floodwaters near the Cairns Colonial Club Resort in Queensland, Australia. Mr. Silvers, an engineer working on a doctorate in water sustainable development, rushed to help when some bystander efforts to get Miss Pike out were not successful. Mr. Silvers made his way to the auto, managed to open the car's door, and carry Miss Pike back to land in water that at one point was as high as his chin. Miss Pike was unharmed. When his good deed was later lauded, the modest Mr. Silvers said, "I would say anyone going past would have stopped. I guess I'm grateful I'm 6'7". Bravo, Mr. Andrew Silvers, for your life-saving action. We wish Miss Bo Pike many future celebrations of life with God's blessings.
Time for some light-hearted humour with joke of the day entitled Honest Talk, told in Olaxese or Vietnamese.
Một cô tâm sự với bạn thân. Hôm qua mình đã nói với sếp tất cả những cảm nghĩ thành thật của mình về sếp. Người bạn nói, bạn gan thật, mình có thể đoán phản ứng của sếp bạn như thế nào rồi. Mình cũng biết chứ, cho nên mình đã chuẩn bị trước. Bằng cách nào?
Tuần trước mình đã đi xin việc ở một công ty khác.
And now for our viewers' heartline.
C'est un immense plaisir d'avoir découvert votre chaîne de télévision. Tous les sujets abordés me parlent beaucoup. Merci. Françoise de Massey, en France.
Fabulous Françoise. We are very happy to hear you are enjoying Supreme Master Television. Wishing you many more hours of viewing delight with heaven's light to you and your elegant French fellow citizens.
Do you have a heartline today? We very much appreciate your heartlines and stories from your area. Please send them to heartline@suprememastertv.com, the address on your screen, or visit suprememastertv.com/heartline. Thank you for spending time with us on Noteworthy News.
May the eternal love of the Providence illuminate your heart and uplift your spirit.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
Rwandan President Paul Kagame meets with Greater Atlanta Christian School administrators in Georgia, USA, to discuss plans for a sister school in Kigali, Rwanda, as part of an educational partnership.
The United Nations World Health Organization and the UN Children's Fund, or UNICEF, release a new online guide to assist doctors and organizations in more quickly acquiring necessary medicines for children, a move that could save 9 million annually.
The National Education Ministry of Indonesia launches free satellite-based educational television channel TV Citra Indonesia Terampil in cooperation with media company Media Nusantara Citra.
In recognition of her many humanitarian aid efforts and shipments of supplies to disaster-stricken areas across the globe, Morocco is elected a member of the UN World Food Programme's Executive Board.
Chinese President Hu Jintao and Dutch Prime Minister Jan-Peter Balkenende meet in Shanghai, where they discuss increased cooperation in technology, water conservation, manufacturing, and environmental protection.
U.S. playwright and filmmaker Luis Valdez is honored with Cuba's Gallo de Havana Prize for his significant contributions to contemporary Latin American culture.
In meetings with Yemeni delegates, Saudi Health Minister Abdullah bin Abdulaziz Al Rabea expresses his country's willingness to increase the number of Yemeni patients being offered free medical treatment in his country.
Energy giant BP pledges to pay for all necessary cleanup costs and damages related to the recent oil spill in the Gulf of Mexico and has set up an around-the-clock toll-free hotline specifically for claims.
Mozambique and Portugal signed 10 agreements to support cooperative endeavors in such areas as air services, sustainable energy, and construction of Mozambican roads, as well as hotels, hospitals, and schools.
Working in a free clinic sponsored by U.S.-based Remote Area Medical, volunteer healthcare professionals offer medical and dental services to thousands of less fortunate in Los Angeles, USA.
We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.SupremeMasterTV.com/NWN.